adjacent to.
And then you're wanting, what, 2.5 foot less on the sideline that's to the right?
That building, yeah, that building right now is probably at a 2 foot. It might,
2 foot less.
It might be on 2 foot from the property line is where it is probably right now. But if I, you know, I'm not going to set it right on the line, so I threw out there. I was really asking, what can I do? I'm not going to go all the way to the line. I'm going to try to get 30 feet from this part of the house. I'm going to go about 30 feet and have about 26 back to that and attach it to that little notch there on the house.
And the side setback would be 7?
7, correct. In the back 5, normally.
Is the back 5 or 10? I thought it was 10.
Well, if you attach it, it's 10. Yeah, I didn't really understand you were attaching it. So.
Yeah.
I had my
I've been going both ways.
Okay.
That's
so my. This is not right. If it's going to be attached, then the reading is not right here on the request, right?
0 on the back.
0 on the back.
Which is 10 less than the.
Be a 10 foot variance.
Yeah, with 0 setback variance to allow to 0.
But the one we've already granted last year was 0 as well?
Yes.
And that's lot number 4.
Why did we do that? Did we build something?
My proposal was to put a 70-foot footprint house and get the 25 here and the 10 from here. That only leaves me 65. So I was going to put the shop with about a 1,500 square foot, 1,400 square foot house here. I'm going to do it in phases. I'm going to still do the shop and go through all the plumbing and everything and to where I can build this out, but I didn't want to. I'm trying to do it phases that way. If I do sell this property, then I can come out here with the house.
Well, that's what I always think about is, because you're going to sell it. You may sell one piece of it, you may sell both pieces, but you're going to sell it someday.
Someday, yes, so I will sell.
All these 0 lot lines are fine as long as you own all 3 lots, but you're not going to always own all 3 lots.
I went and looked at that when we did the other and encouraged people to approve it because that upper street there's a huge distance between that and the property line.
This is even approximately 23 feet.
So even with a 0 lot line on that back, it's just really not an issue. Never will be because there's no houses there and never will be.
That's 40 feet. There's a 40 feet easement there.
I think the only concern I would have right now is it's actually the side.
On the side, yeah.
The side setback. It's not about the back as much as the side because, again, if you ever separate that off, then you're, you know, potentially infringing upon.
And so you'd be stuck with 7 instead of 5, which is what you asked for. That upper lot line, to me, it's 0 because of where it's at. It's just not an issue, I don't think.
It's the side between
the side would be the concern that I would have.
Yeah, but if and I know we're probably more debating than we're asking questions at this point, but if somebody were to buy half of it, he's going to separate it out and sell at one point, the person that's buying it knows exactly what they're getting. It's a little different when they buy something and then we grant a variance later and they build up to it. In this case, I don't really care. That's up to him. And if he ever tries to sell it, somebody may not want to buy it because he's built right up between them.
It's his property.
Yeah,
if it decreases the value of the property, it's his property.
He's hurting himself if he does it, but not hurting anybody else besides himself. Why would I hurt?
Right.
Well, I have no more questions.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Was there anybody here to speak in opposition to this? Okay, we have a further discussion.
It was, like Mr. Persinger said, the man, if it shoots him in the foot, it's his foot.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with it because of him owning it all. And he can always adjust, if you build this, second house on lot four, you can adjust it over a little bit to make it where there is some room between.
Yes, sir. There will be a gap.
I wouldn't think you'd want it built right on.
No, there will be a gap when I build.
Yeah. So you could put your 15 feet in there or 14.
Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the request as it's written. Number 22-009V.
I would second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We'll see you for your construction permit. Okay.
A couple to buy.
Okay, that brings us to item 22-010V, Brian Vesely.
So we have Rockview LLC seeking a variance from the provisions of section 19.060, which is C2, bulk and intensity of use restrictions, which are the setbacks of the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant seeking an 18-foot front property line setback, allowing for an addition to an existing garage 18 feet from the front property line, which a setback in that chart is 25 feet. As per the assessor's information, subject property is 100 feet by 140 is in size is lot one of Parkview Beach subdivision. So again, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve request 2210V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a front setback of 18 feet for the construction of a garage addition. Two, residential building permit shall be required. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of Taney County zoning regulations. So this is 165. We're looking at State Park, Poverty Point area, Dale to Parkview. I've got the parcel highlighted. Zooming in on the parcel. Of course, this is another one that you have two lots. This is the Rockview Lodge, I believe. So here's the floodplain layer. And again, this is not to scale, but this just shows the location of the proposed garage addition. All this blue is your floodplain layer. And I've got some photos. So they emailed me just a few days ago that this would come off. And they said it sits lower than the other garage, and the water travels through it and it's falling apart, so they plan to take it off and then build that bigger garage just on the same plane as the front of the house. I tried to take a lot of angle views, and you can see the existing garage. That I would let a representative come up and speak on behalf of this application.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
So I'm Brian Vesely. I'm the owner. And same thing. We were looking for a variance on this. My wife and I this year bought a 60-year-old resort, and it is on Poverty Point. There's a number of things that we're hoping to update on the resort. Mainly electrical. There's a couple roofing things that we've looked to. But if you look, and the pictures I think summed it up, I have this add-on garage right here, and there's an additional garage that's attached to the unit. And then this area right here is a fenced-in area that they've used for if people bring pets to the resort, they can put them in the fenced-in area. What I would like to do is level all of that so I don't have water running down into the white shaded area and turn that into a garage and extending it out to the road. So I wanted to do phase one first, make sure that this is okay and see exactly what we're allowed to do. I was also trying to think through if anybody would object to this, like why. One person I was mindful of is directly across the street from me. If we were adding anything could it take away a view of the lake or anything like that? I do have a letter from that individual. I've met with the owner's representative, and all my questions have been answered completely and satisfactorily. I therefore have no questions, problems, or concerns with the proposal or variance request. So I do have that, if it's helpful.
And which property is that, if you'd point?
It's this one right here.
All right.
But so initially, you're just going to build a bigger garage?
That's right.
It's not going to be closer to the road
No.
than your house.
No, not going closer to the road. It's just going to be bigger, and I want it all connected because right now there's the half attached to the house and then the other one. I want to rip that down and just build one solid.
This is kind of penciled in on the photograph that we've got, and it's kind of in the driveway, and it's your driveway. But does it encroach on the driveway? It doesn't, does it?
No, it won't encroach on the driveway. And that is, I own both lots there.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, yeah. But you know what we're saying about encroaching on somebody's lot, because that lot's worth a ton of money.
Yeah.
If you got ready to sell it, you could sell it, but it's going to have a garage right on the line.
Yep.
But you are going to maintain it on this initial property.
That's right.
With what kind of setback on it?
Well, see, it's going to probably cross that property line. So it will marry these two properties together.
Yeah.
So you're basically going to be taking the same footprint?
Correct. The footprint that I'm taking, that I'm hoping to take, is to the fence line as opposed to this is the footprint today.
Kind of weird.
Oh, I see.
But it's kind of penciled in.
Yeah,
a little weird.
I see.
But if it marries the property, which it will.
Right.
Then there is no problem.
Sure.
See the picture. I may have changed what I have here than what I sent you.
Well, even look at that on the map up there.
Yeah, well, and it's on the map.
I didn't know he was going to tear down the old garage.
Yeah, so you added that on it. Yes. But since it does.
I got an email just a couple days ago, and I changed this slide for you, but the one you got in your packet.
Yeah, that's what confused me, because this doesn't match that.
I was thinking about that when you were mentioning that.
Well, that explains it to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, see how this is differently?
Mm-hmm.
Pencil in a different spot.
New information I got just a couple of days ago is that picture.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any additional questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here to speak to oppose this request?
He came asking us for a variance on a lot line, and there is no variance. He's just building on his property.
Well, to the front.
Well,
normally it should be 25.
And 18 foot.
So he needs to go a little bit closer on the front.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then.
But no closer than what it is now.
No.
Right. Still.
It's not existing. Yeah.
The man owns both lots, and it's not going to change the front.
I understand. Thank you.
Board, do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'd move to approve the motion for variance 22010V as requested.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. So then we'll open this back up for discussion of item 22-008V for Robert and Jessica Bruce. And we have no one here to discuss for or against. So we'll discuss this amongst ourselves with the board.
Well, you know, personally, I think